ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه قليل مكثوه يسير بقاء قصير مدته. Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفِي أَنْ قَلِيلٍ مِّنْ بَلَاءِ الدُّنْيَا وَعُقُوبَاتِهَا. And you know my weakness before a little of this world's tribulations and punishments. وَمَا يَجْرِي فِيهَا مِنَ الْمَكَارِهِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. And before those ordeals which befall its dwellers. عَلَىٰ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ بَلَاءٌ وَمَكْرُوهٌ قَلِيلٌ مَكْثُ. Even though it's a tribulation and ordeal whose stay is short. قَسِيرٌ مُدَّتُ, whose subsistence is but little. فَكَيْفَ احْتِمَالِي لِبَلَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَجَلِيلِ وُقُوعِ الْمَكَارِهِ فِيهَا. So how can I endure the tribulation of the next world and the real ordeals that occur within it? وَهُوَ بَلَاءٌ تَطُولُ مُدَّتُهُ وَيَدُومُ مَقَامُهُ. Because it is a tribulation whose period is long and whose station endures. In this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the difference between the tribulation of this world and that of the hereafter. The tribulation of this world, as stated by Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, is so different from that of hereafter in several ways. First, the hardships of this world, such as the storms, the earthquakes, the floods, the famine, the expensiveness of the goods, loneliness, and the diseases that bothers human, has a short stay. They have a really fleeting period. But human tribulations in the last day have a long stay. They have enduring stations. And the second aspect the tribulation of this world differs from that of the hereafter is that some worldly challenges and problems are a form of divine trials. If human is patient in these difficulties, if the human beings can maintain their belief within these problems, within these tribulations, they will be greatly rewarded and they will be subjected to Allah's satisfaction. By the same token, the prophets were patient with the torturing of their people. Also, some of the Allah's best friends, like Asiya, the Pharaoh's wife, and Habib al-Najjar, had tribulations in his way and by his will. But the tribulation of the last day is merely the chastisement of human sins and disobediences in this world. We'll be back, dear listeners, after a short break.
Oh, generous one, oh Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world. And its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient. How then can I bear the retributions and the punishments of the hereafter, which are enormous and of intensive sufferings, of prolonged period and perpetual duration, and which shall never be alleviated for those who deserve the same, as those retributions will be the result of your wrath. Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So these are the two differences between the tribulations of this world and hereafter. The hardships of this world are having a fleeting period. They have a short stay, but on the last day, they have a long stay. They have enduring stations. And the second point about the tribulations of this world is that some of them are the divine trials, and the tribulations of the last day are the chastisements of the human beings and their disobediences of this world. Now, the Holy Quran considers Allah's accompanying human a result of obeying Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, a result of obeying the Prophet and being patient with the committing sins. This verse of the Holy Quran says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And obey Allah and His Messenger. Do not quarrel, for then you will be weak in heart, and your power will depart. وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And be patient, surely Allah is with the patient. This is the importance of obeying Allah. Among the conditions for acceptance of a prayer is abstinence from sins, and of course repeating of them if one committed them. This is what this verse is suggesting. Obey Allah and His Messenger. And committing sins is a kind of disobedience. Let us end our discussion in this regard with a tradition from Imam Baghir alayhi salam, who says, it so happens that a person asks Allah for a need, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to fulfill it sooner or later, but the person commits a sin during this time. So Allah the Exalted says to the angel, do not grant his need and deprive him of it, because he has exposed himself to my wrath and deserves to be deprived by me. If the human being recognizes the kind of chastisement waiting for him in hereafter, فَكَيْفَ احْتِمَالِي لِبَلَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَجَلِيلَ وُقُوعِ الْمَكَارِهِ فِيهَا. Imam alayhi salam says, he will never let himself commit these sins again. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go
astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through high.